Hey Yak listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
This has got the vibe of like a Sunday after a bachelor party, and it's like, whoa, last night got pretty fucked up.
What fucking happened last night?
So, Nick, how's the toe?
It's a little red. It's a little hot.
A little hot?
Yeah, it's a little hot. So it's
what,
a little
like
concerned.
Temperature?
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, I don't think that's good.
No, you know what? That's just your body right. Just pushing all this shit out.
Mm-hmm.
What's Kyle doing?
Kyle's.
That's how he always sits.
It definitely feels, like a sober reality of waking up and being like, wait, what?
We did that on a fucking Wednesday?
We did surgery
Kyle,
on
nanu,
Nick's?
Nanu. What? You were sitting there, I mean, I thought you were about to say nanu.
No. No, I'm pissed.
What are you pissed about?
What? That just why wires? So many of them.
I don't know about that collar.
It's too big.
Yeah,
I know.
It's a skew.
Did you just buy that piece?
Oh, fairly recently.
Why are you calling it a piece?
KB doesn't buy clothes. He buys pieces.
What are you?
No,
doing?
No prep sheets today.
Stephen Che's out.
We have one. The printer broke.
Oh, we have one prep sheet. All right, we'll pass
who gets
it around.
It?
I'll start and then I'll pass it around. Frank, oh my God. We don't know what's going on when you play a video. You got to play it either in the mic.
It's a video of a young KB.
Really?
Did somebody send that
Frank,
to you?
What'd you get?
A young KB post-wrestling.
Oh, yeah, this got posted, yeah.
Or just send that to TJ and we can put it on the or we can put it on the camera.
Yeah. We already played it. We did this whole song and dance.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Everyone clowned me for
we
being
clown your ass.
The best wrestler in the state.
In your division.
Not just in my weight class. Oh, I won the most outstanding wrestler award.
Of all wrestlers.
Yeah, pound for pound.
Man,
that's funny, though.
I did get confirmation.
It's funny how young I was.
I texted everyone. I got time. How does it work?
Yeah.
Well, I love whenever there's like an older picture, like when that Tony Scheffler video gets posted with Dave and I playing basketball in his driveway, and everyone's like, holy shit, dude, what happened to you? Well, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
10 years?
Yeah,
10
the
years.
Internet is constantly
two
astounded
kids?
By age.
They're obsessed with like your how you look differently.
Yeah, it's like 10 years. That would be age, yeah.
Wow, I really, I had a glow up. No, you're just like legal to fuck now. Like, yeah. You're really allowed to be, you're attractive to adults.
Those are the worst ones. People are like, oh, look at my glow up and this picture of them from when they're like 10.
Yeah. Damn, I would have never touched you. When
you because the TikTok trend was like 10 years ago, you were a senior in high school, so they show the senior yearbook pic to now.
Yeah.
In your late 20s. And then like the kids try to jump in it, and their glow up was like 9 to 17.
Yeah.
It's like, ew.
They hit puberty.
Oh, man.
Euphoria is dope, though.
Oh, you're
it's
on
dope.
It.
I watched
it's
it
dope.
Well.
It's well. It,
dope or tight.
I still have the same hang-ups about like the teen fucking.
Apparently season 2 there's a lot of teen fucking.
Are you on season 2?
And I don't like any of the main characters, but it's a good show.
I would actually think that it would be good content, Frank, if you did a Euphoria review.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great content.
You should watch that show and give Frank's thoughts.
That would be incredible.
That would be so good. Frank's Euphoria review.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do it? I'm going to give you that assignment. You have HBO?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's all you need, brother.
Frank, come on.
I'll try to watch it.
I'm giving you a good idea here.
I'll try to watch it.
You doing a blog series of
I don't know
reviewing.
About I don't know about
it. It gets off to a hot start.
Raw dog and teen.
A trans 17-year-old gets fucked by like her classmate's dad.
Fuck
yeah.
Don't give it all away. That's the pilot?
Mm. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Wait, so Frank, yeah, I would like you to watch it and give us your review. I think it would be very good.
All right, well, next Thursday I'll have a review.
Beautiful.
We've been scheming up some ping pong ball ideas in the group chat.
Yeah, so I did get confirmation today. So everyone who watches the Yak should get ready. So Super Bowl week, we will be there.
Yep.
Everyone will be there. 4 to 7 Pacific time. So it's going to be a evening Yak. We're going back to our roots. Evening Yak, so there will be no midday Yak. Get ready, Super Bowl week, but we will do 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours. We've got a lot of stuff planned. The ping pong balls are going to – the ping pong ball draft on, what is it, Friday, February 4th?
Yeah.
That will be one of our best Yaks ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say it right now.
It's going to be scary.
We're going to prep.
Because I think we are going to have 100 options.
And the 50. Day before, the office is closed, right? That Thursday? Didn't they give us the day off after the party?
After the
I wanted to make you guys come in to do a Yak so we can just...
Now come in.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. We'll do
that. That's kind of crazy. We're getting the day off after the party.
No, we're not doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. We're coming in.
It's crazy to think that any of us are going to the party.
No, I am not. But yeah, that Friday, we're going to have to really... We're going to have to use that whole Friday before we go off to L.A. Fuck. Ping pong balls.
Should we just do the case race early?
I want it. We should combine them.
Yeah, Sass has to just watch.
I think it would be harder if Sass had to do Diet Coke.
Yeah, I don't want to do that at all, though. There's
I don't
no
want to do a case race. Big old belches.
We got a lot coming up on the Yak.
Diet Coke is fun.
Diet Coke's
Diet
fun.
Diet Coke is
30 of
put
them,
that man. On a quote board.
Mm-hmm. Diet Coke's fun.
Coke is fun.
Wouldn't that be like too much caffeine, too?
Diet?
Diet Coke has more caffeine than regular Coke.
Is that true?
But how much? Like 20 milligrams?
I guess around 50. 40.
Wow. Yeah,
30 of those.
Frank, when do you rock your first Diet Coke of the day?
My first soda I typically rock at maybe about 11.
11? All right, so you're not like a 8 a.m. soda guy?
No, my first drink of the day is typically iced tea.
And what time's that?
When I wake up.
So that's just iced tea, no water?
I have a glass of water maybe at night or something like that before bed.
Got it. Just one. You don't want to.
And I'll have a water by my bed where if I get thirsty tonight, I'll take a drink.
There it is. Yeah, you don't want to overdo water. That's how Brandon.
What's the best morning soda?
I like a good Pepsi in the morning. Yeah. Diet Pepsi.
I think Mellow Yellow is the best morning soda.
Is it Mountain Dew?
Mellow Yellow.
Why do you say that, Owen?
You know, I actually like Mellow Yellow better than Mountain Dew.
I like Mellow Yellow better than Mountain Dew as well, Frank.
Owen, you look like a Mellow Yellow kid.
You like the memories you have with Mellow Yellow. You don't like it.
You're driving through Wendy's.
Better than Mountain Dew?
Owen, you look today like...
Movie theater memories.
You're right.
What are those little characters that
My
you
Uncle
like?
Wayne.
Little bobblehead characters?
Fuck.
Little homies?
Bobblehead.
He looks like a homie?
Is that what it is? What is it called?
A Funko Pop?
The little homies? Like those are the little like figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, 75 cents.
Do you look like one?
Nah, that's his Parappa the Rapper fit.
Kind of looks like Dave Chappelle's crackhead. I forgot his character.
Is that side by side with Dave Portnoy?
What's his character's name? Tyrone Biggums? Yeah.
Come on, let's all say what we think Owen looks like.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he looks like he's got a Feidelberg fit on.
Yeah, it is a Feidelberg. You and Feidelberg have similar styles.
Okay. All right. You okay, Owen?
Yeah.
What's wrong, buddy?
My seat's throwing me off.
I hate that.
I'm not used to this angle, seeing you guys.
How do you like it?
There's a lot of distractions back there, isn't there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, not about it. I just have to look at TV.
We should just cancel the show after shows like yesterday.
It was too good.
My toe, like, when I pressed down, he got the piece that was sharp.
Yeah, no, he did some good work.
Yeah.
Where's in Vegas
he's
right
He's in
now?
Vegas.
What is he doing?
So's Ken Jack.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
There was one thing with the L.A. I texted everyone. I was like, hey, we got to, like, be thinking of ideas and stuff. We got to be on our A game. And Stephen Shea was like, we can announce the Boy Award. I was like, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
There it is.
All right, that'll fill up.
Is made.
That's our
4 minutes of our 3-hour show.
It's like, He's like, listen, I will do this for everyone.
I can't bring a brick on a plane.
But I think the block of the year belongs to Kyler Murray.
For on me?
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Good point.
But if we asked Stephen Shea to do a whole boy ceremony, a block of the year ceremony, he would probably do it.
Oh, yeah.
He would do a two-hour show. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
He would get a tux.
He could fill it up.
You know, the NFL should give out an award to the best offensive lineman every year.
Well, we give out the block of the year.
Well, they certainly do, don't they?
No, they don't.
Do they not?
Are you sure?
College football gives out 5 awards for the best quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, college football does have an award for
5.
College football does have the Outlander Trophy.
All right, well, no, it has that and the Remington Trophy, which is interior
lineman. And the Gursky, right?
Yeah. It has multiple offensive line trophies.
But the NFL, the only real major awards is the Walter Payton, the MVP, Offensive Defensive Player of the Year, Offensive Defensive Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, Comeback Player of the Year.
Is that on purpose?
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
There's not a lot there.
Egg on your face.
That's the thing you want about major awards. You don't want them to be exclusive. You want a bunch.
I mean, the only time you really hear an offensive lineman's name is when they go, holding. Well, there was a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Well, what they do is boring.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I feel like the linemen have been getting a lot of shine the past few years.
Yeah, there's been a lot
I think there's been an overcorrection, actually.
Yeah. I'd agree with that.
I want to hear less about the linemen, Frank.
But I'm bored.
But don't you think it would be nice to have the linemen of the year?
Well, they have the boy.
They have the boy.
They have the boy.
He won't be able to bring that on the plane.
The boy?
You can bring a plane.
No, you can't bring the boy on the plane.
It'll have to be a West
Coast. Not his boy.
It'll have to be a West Coast brick.
Are we flying private?
There's somebody at the Cowboys game with a game helmet in the stands. How is that allowed? Oh. You can't wield that as a weapon?
Helmet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you grab.
How is that allowed in the stands?
Oh, I mean, he's just a diehard fan. I feel like you have to let that happen.
You just got to trust
the karma for your team.
Why wouldn't that be allowed?
They take the caps off of Dasani bottles, so you don't use it as a weapon. But you're allowed to bring in
Jay
a game
just sent
helmet.
Us a long
oh
message.
Shit!
Jay did he send us a full prep sheet?
He said, "I want to do the block of the year ceremony with little to no fanfare in front of the famous theater there. I have a tuxedo I can bring. Hopefully the player will be around.
Okay,
we can do the little to no fanfare. That's no problem.
But wait, little to no fanfare, but then he's wearing a tux.
And we're going to play it on the show.
I think the tux was just me saying that. I don't know that he's promised the tux.
No, he just
said I have a tuxedo I can bring.
Okay, perfect.
I want little to no fanfare. I have a tuxedo I can bring.
Well, we'll do it. We'll make the video.
Yeah, when I get off the plane
what
at LAX,
Steve's
I want little to
moderate
no
moderate
fanfare
for him.
I don't know. Well, taped. I got someone tweeted the other day saying tape a video shows how old I am. You can't say tape a video?
No, that's what it's called.
Right.
Record.
Tape is dated. Obviously, we're not going to put it on a physical tape, but you tape it.
But it's a dated verb.
You think so?
Yeah.
You're getting old.
Fuck.
We should,
10 years ago, I would have said record.
We should hire the paparazzi to come to Che's boy thing.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
That would be awesome. Oh, put that on the list. Someone has to be paparazzi.
Oh, that's a good one.
Try to get
be
pictures.
Paparazzi.
Yeah. Try to compile some pictures that we can. They have to get one picture of a celebrity every day.
You guys.
That'd be hard.
Yeah.
We added exchange luggage as soon as you get there. So if it's me and Brandon, we got to switch bags.
Oh, my God.
That's a good
rest
one.
Of the week.
You guys said a very hurtful one to me that is intended to be a
I don't want that
punishment.
One.
Yeah.
What was it?
We have to compliment Brandon every day?
Earnestly. Someone has to earnestly compliment Brandon on the show once a show.
Are you allowed to use the same one twice?
Nope. You have to find a new thing that you like about Brandon.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Let's try it now.
So okay.
Did we already talk about...
For your age, you have a ton of hair.
You have been getting better looking. Mm-hmm. You've been getting nicer.
Yeah.
You've been maturing, which is crazy for your age. And you are, you're killing it at all from all angles.
You have been getting nicer.
I was going to say, you've done a very good job of keeping your narcissism more low-key.
Okay, there we go. We have a baseline. Yeah, like
it's not raring anymore.
We have a baseline.
Yeah,
so
that's
good.
That's a compliment, right?
Yeah.
He keeps himself in check.
Frank? Brandon reminds me of the perfect heel wrestling announcer from the early 1990s.
That's actually a really nice compliment.
I think that's how Brandon, yeah, that's how you built your
incredible
character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the blueprint.
It means a lot,
you.
Frank.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
Bobby the Brain here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did we discuss the cold shower ball on the list?
Oh.
On the cold shower ball?
Yeah,
there's
we
a ball.
Have that.
Cold showers every week, but then to prove it, somebody has a ball that they have to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has a...
I'm confused by the ball.
Ping pong balls. He's just using that as the... You're going to draw it.
You draw a ball, it says you have to take a cold shower every morning. There's another ping pong ball that if you draw, it says you have to watch the person take a cold shower.
You got to make sure they're taking a cold shower.
So if we do the luggage exchange, does that mean like everything in there is going to the other person?
Yeah.
Toothbrush.
Ativan.
I'm taking my toothbrush on carry-on just in case.
Yeah, that's a smart idea.
Yeah.
So everything that you need, you should just have in your pockets or your carry-on.
So
we're doing 50 balls.
Yeah.
And how many will get selected?
21.
Each. How many each? Three each.
So okay. There's seven of us, so there's... 21.
I like that.
21.
Maybe at the end we have that you can exchange one bad one for two balls.
Wait, is it 21?
If you have a bad one, you say, I go back, I get two more balls?
Yeah.
There's eight of us, right?
Yeah, Che, too. Wait, is 24. It?
24. So half the balls
feels
will
be like
selected.
It should be way more than that.
It's 24.
Three each. Makes sense.
Three.
We do four each.
Five each.
I opened my DMs for suggestions, and three out of every four wanted us to pierce or tattoo something.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of them was
That's
pierced.
That's just the default. It's so boring.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
There should be a tattoo ball, though.
There should be a piercing.
Yeah, it's actually not boring.
Like one tattoo ball would be very funny.
It's not boring.
Yeah, it would be funny.
Yeah.
But you're right. There should be, if you have one you just don't want to do, you can not do it, but you got to take two balls out.
I just like the idea of
like that.
You know how people... Wait, say that again? Sorry.
You can exchange one for two.
You can exchange one bad idea, but you got to take two balls, and you're stuck with them.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. No exchanges.
Okay.
I like that a lot.
So we'll have more than the allotted amount of bad ideas.
Well, I don't... Yeah.
I like that. So everyone gets one exchange.
But no trades between each other.
No, you get as many exchange.
No, I say one exchange. I think that makes sense.
One exchange. Because then you have to. Yeah, that's a
risk. If you exchange all of yours, are going to have six balls.
Yeah, that's a risk. And you can't. Yeah. But a tattoo one is very funny just because the funniest part about a tattoo one is like people will do like these big, extensive tattoo bets where it's like fantasy football year long. Ours is literally just a random ping pong ball.
Yeah.
And then you just might have to get a tattoo.
But
there's no like long period like stakes for it or anything. Some crazy story. It's literally, number 12 got drawn and I had to get a tattoo.
Let's say there's a tattoo. Let's say there's a piercing. I assume we will arrange to have those done live on the Yak.
Yeah, have to.
Okay.
Have to.
The tattoo should be of that ping pong ball. The number ping pong ball. That.
Someone should go to a tanning bed every day.
You're
going to do that.
I would want
that's
to.
That's so good.
Or just a
that's
spray.
That's so
pale.
Good.
I'm a winter.
20 minutes every day.
Yeah.
That would be brutal.
And I'll go with you just to.
So we got to get the list set.
Misery loves company.
We
got to
get the list set in like the next week or so we can start planning ahead for a lot of this stuff. Like where there is a tanning.
I have a notes app of submissions. We're going to have more than enough.
We're all just going to be fucking.
Miserable.
It's gonna be
somebody
incredible.
Sent me a good one. It's the snow desert beach challenge. I think he made it up, but he said lots of people do it. And you have to get to the desert and take a picture with a cactus, go to Big Bear, ski down once, and take a picture in the ocean.
How would
in the same day?
That would be a you'd have to travel.
That'd be a lot of traveling. I mean, put it in there. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Yeah, fuck it. That's like probably $1,000 Bieber's.
Probably, yeah, just fuck it.
Because in my head, it's just like, I'm not going to get that one.
Yeah.
Probably will.
There's a 12.5% chance you do.
That's why I'm not
That's why I like the exchange thing. I wouldn't mind getting a tattoo, but I don't want to get a piercing at all.
There's
that's way why yeah, piercing Buddha, would just heal.
I don't want to do that.
Shout out Buddha Ben, he's the best. One of them, which we like a lot of these, we can. I'm going to say it again. Tape, which would be great, like to put on the show. Mm-hmm. He said that someone has to do an open mic and only do stolen jokes.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
That would actually
5 minutes where you're just doing like Louis C.K.'s.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
That actually is funny. Yes. That would kill with the right crowd.
Right. And then we put it into the Yak show. Like, because think about it. I'm trying to just figure out ways to get more eyeballs on the Yak and more content. Like, if we say, oh, yeah, Wednesday show, KB did open mic and he did Eddie Murphy's set from 1985.
Yeah. That would be a great one.
Just throwing that out there.
Super well known joke.
You go to when you're on standby at the airport. You go. Oh. You stand there. You watch all the planes. You go. Bye. Bye.
KB just did
Frank Fleming joke.
KB just did all of Raw. Eddie Murphy Raw.
Word for word.
People don't like that.
That's gonna be so funny,
especially at an open mic. Yes. Be all other comedians.
Yes. And we film it, and then we put it in the show.
That
in our show,
hilarious.
Yeah, we're gonna have the best week ever of live shows. This is gonna be an immersive experience.
You have to be adamant about the fact that they're your jokes.
Yes.
Yeah,
we might have to all get those little small cameras so we can document all day.
Yes. Here's a joke that someone could use. Hear how Nickelback got their name?
Oh god.
Oh man.
Yeah, that'll fly. That'll crush.
Just do Frank's set.
Is that your original joke?
I love that guy.
Where did you steal
I don't
that?
Know if it's my original joke or not. I don't even remember anymore.
I like how someone has to hike up to the Hollywood sign every single day.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't.
That would be brutal.
That's
By the way, did you hear something that sucks? Willie Gay of the Kansas City Chiefs got arrested for breaking a vacuum cleaner.
Vacuum cleaner. Boys.
Buddha Ben also has... Oh.
Wait, what?
What?
Willie Gay's your guy.
He is, yeah.
What'd he do?
He got in a fight with his girlfriend and broke her vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
And now that's like big news. Did he hit her?
No, I don't think he hit her.
He just hit things around.
He got arrested. He got less than $1,000 fine. It's whatever.
Funny about that?
Yeah, what is the joke?
Sucks.
That he broke a vacuum cleaner.
But he's in it.
But now the vacuum cleaner doesn't suck because
domestic abusive
broken.
Relationship?
Well, that part's maybe not
Willie,
funny.
Willie Gay is the funniest part of that.
Is that? Yeah, I was trying to think of if that was the joke.
Buddha Ben's list is so funny. He said, someone has to start and put out a wildfire.
Oh, my God.
I'm just thinking about, like, the physical challenges. Like, if someone had to hike up to the Hollywood sign every day.
Yeah, we don't have
no
to do
physical
that.
Challenge.
All right.
Physical challenges.
No, there should be a lot. There should be a lot of video based stuff that we can then incorporate in the show. Like he also had someone has to go knock on 10 doors in Brentwood asking people to sign a petition to repeal the mask mandate. Like that would be funny.
Yeah, that would be funny.
What's
the demographic? Brentwood.
I think it's rich. Like very very rich. I think that's
OJ's.
Yeah, I would
do that
for sure. I'm not
signing.
That sounds awful.
That sounds awful.
But shit like that, or like someone has to do a man on the street or something like that.
I think
know?
It's going to be way easier if like we do that and like people like come with us and like,
but yeah,
they're watching.
It should be the perfect mix of like a third of it is good stuff, so everyone has a chance to get something good. A third of it is just like ridiculous things you have to do all week, like the in and out, and then a third of it is video based where we can create content in the off hours and put it into the Yak.
So far, we have zero good ones.
I don't think we're doing good ones.
I think
really.
The stand-up one that Buddha gave us is incredible.
No, he's talking about like ones that are favorable.
Oh, good. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like we're supposed to have what?
Which
we
I don't think
50,
we need.
50 or no?
It's all going to be bad. We're just going to have
it's
all
going to be bad.
Maybe we should just do
here's
like
one.
10%.
Go out
good.
And lift some weights on Muscle Beach.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Shirtless.
Anyway.
I've done that before. Okay, that
you
can need that silence.
You just did Grit Week there last year, right?
No, we did. Dave and I did a video on Muscle Beach like...
Didn't you guys do that
8 years
ago? That video with that UMPFT, that no walking sign? It wasn't that on Muscle Beach?
That too, yeah. That wasn't Muscle Beach. That was Manhattan Beach, I want to say.
Oh, they're okay.
Yeah, I look very young in the video with Dave. It's crazy. It's like 10 years ago.
It is wild.
It's nuts.
Why don't you look younger back then?
A decade ago.
Okay.
TJ, see, Owen was looking at old yaks. Or Muscle Beach,
and,
Dave,
like,
and
the
I.
amount people have changed in a year and a half is insane.
Yeah. The ebbs and flows. So it's...
Especially Kyle's had the greatest physical transformation. Face-wise.
That was a
alcoholic. Your beard's growing back fast, too.
Thank you. I don't know if I wanted to or not.
You going to go clean for a little bit?
I've never had a beard. It's just not a human beard.
Uh-oh.
I look good.
How you doing?
All of them. You still look good.
People hated this video when it came out, and then they're like, I wish they would do old bro show.
What do they hate about it?
I don't know. They're like, this is all you did or something. I can't remember.
Babes, drinks, sun, surf.
Also,
are you a hunk?
Yeah, you're real
hunk. Yeah.
This was ugly as fuck back then.
This was also one of those moments.
Oh, yeah, you were. Yeah,
my boy.
He hasn't changed that much, has he, boys?
Jeez.
Hank got yelled at more than I've ever seen. Like, people. Oh.
Strategic on the show in the back.
Yeah. And you guys just didn't care about copyright strikes back then either.
No. No.
Oh.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, this video's not funny.
I'm enjoying it.
It's making me sad, kind of.
Yeah.
Why?
Things
like
were better.
It's like filling me with nostalgia for moments I didn't even experience.
Yeah. There needs to be a word for that.
There is. It's like Japanese.
I need to lose weight. That's all this video is making me think.
That was a good jump anyway.
Damn it. all right, we're enough of this video that makes me depressed.
You're tearing
now
up
look at him now. Gray. Oh, he's just taking the shape of that chair.
Your shoes glowed up.
Yeah, you had a shoe glow up.
Yeah, I should do a 10-year glow up.
Yeah.
I remember, though, there was... we went to In-N-Out at the end of the day, and Hank's batteries died in his camera. And I had to leave In-N-Out because it was so awkward how, like, hard Dave was yelling at Hank, like, in the In-N-Out. But it was, you know, molded him.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you could find, like, a hot dog costume and appear with me in a raw dogging video at Pink's.
Oh, okay.
That'd be great.
Actually, there's a ping pong ball.
Frank, have you been to
Pink's? Done.
I've never been to California.
Oh,
are you
excited.
Going to the Super Bowl, Frank?
I'm going to be part of the dozen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Does he get ping pong balls?
No.
But that is one of the ping pong balls.
That is one of the ping pong balls.
A hot dog costume.
Hot dog
go to Pink's.
That will be very funny.
A raw
I like
Pink's.
Great idea, Frank.
It is.
Yeah. What was that, Sass?
No, I was just thinking. So we're going 4 to 7 every day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pacific time. Well, you got something already?
Yeah, is that, does that conflict with anything?
Sass like gets LA. He's like, I can't do this.
No, we were going to try and set up a comedy show.
Still can.
When?
Like a stand-up show for some time that week.
Do one at 8.
Well, I mean, I would assume it wouldn't start at 7.
No, that's why I was just curious.
It's good. I don't know. The prep. You've thrown a wrench in everything, Big Cat.
Yeah, there's also a large chance that it's not going to happen.
A large chance.
Yeah.
I mean, usually they have the comedy shows at 10 o'clock specific time.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you say specific
time? Specifically 10 o'clock?
Yeah, around.
Can you say that word again for me, Frank?
10 o'clock specific time.
that's dialect.
Frank, have you ever taken a like an online quiz? Like, what's the website that does the quizzes? BuzzFeed.
Not like my app.
Not like your app. No. Have you ever taken a BuzzFeed quiz?
I've done some of those things.
Find out what Friends character you are.
Yeah.
I just like picturing you doing that.
Yeah, let's find a BuzzFeed quiz.
Yeah. I like Friends character. Let's find out who Frank's. Okay, we'll all text what Friends character we think Frank is.
Okay. I don't know Friends, okay. So God maybe a different show. The Office.
Yeah, do the office.
Okay. Good call, okay. KB.
Great call, Kyle.
Which character is he, or which character is his spirit animal?
Oh, that's a great question, because everybody's spirit animal does have a different character. Like, Kyle, you're an Oscar, but your spirit animal... You're Oscar both times.
Okay, here we go. Frank.
Most well spoken.
Are we texting?
Level-headed.
All right, let's.
Are we texting?
I just have it in my head, honestly.
I have it in my head too.
Yep.
Pick a type of paper. This is all.
What are we looking at? Here?
This is
so cardstock. Talk in the mic, Frank.
Can you say that, Frank?
I'll read it to you.
I'll read it.
I'll read it to you. Yeah. Cardstock, wrapping paper, sandpaper, paper bag, glossy paper, printer paper.
Why are you reading in that order?
Newspaper, papyrus. Rolling paper.
I hated that order.
That order was crazy.
That made
snake.
No sense.
Snake.
Don't
cross, man. That was
snake.
Let's go printer paper.
Printer paper.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. Pick a home.
Oh.
It looks like there's a jet.
Oh, one's a plane.
Can you see it for me?
Yeah, I can see it.
What the fuck?
Okay, if you picked a plane, you're Kevin.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, I want the one that's right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Oh, that's a
good one. Oh, good pick.
Oh, Jesus.
How will you probably die? Okay. Here we go.
This is off.
Frank?
Based?
Alone is just so sad.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Sugar overdose? Okay, that works. Pick one thing for your freezer. Looks like you got steak, ice cream, cookies, money.
Money.
Plantains.
Those are bananas.
I'll take the money in the fridge.
Money in the fridge?
Do you keep money in the fridge?
No, but it looks good to me.
What got you in trouble during high school? Not participating enough, talking.
Frank was a bully.
Skipping gym. You didn't get in trouble. Arguing with teachers. Eating in
stop
class.
That. Stop that. Fucking stop that.
Stop that order.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Eating in class.
Eating in class. Okay.
Oh, no.
I think I know. I think I'm going to be right.
Headed,
mayo.
Mayo, vinegar.
Oh, my
wasabi.
God.
What is this?
Frank, you have to pick one.
None of the above.
Speak Frank. English to us. What the fuck?
Frank, you got to pick one.
Is there any barbecue
mustard,
sauce on there?
Mustard, barbecue
sauce.
We got
some duck sauce in the bottom,
there's
right?
There's mango, peach, something.
There's
that's
some
salsa?
Kikamon.
That's just sauce.
Oh, there's
Frank,
olive
you like soy.
Oh,
Frank, you like soy.
Vinegar. What about olive oil?
Frank, soy
like
is salt.
Olive oil, do the olive oil.
Olive oil, yeah. You're
ooh,
Italian.
Frank,
Nunzio
you
would,
hate olive
oil. Nunzio's rolling in his grave. Pick a career. Graphic designer, sports agent, Bitcoin developer, writer. CEO, bartender, professor.
Frank, you're already four of these.
TV personality, actor.
Mike.
Let's go TV personality.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Pick a
pick
desk.
A desk.
This is fun.
Frank. There's a cat on one of those.
One
those
of them just
bad.
Has six beers.
Yeah. Lower left.
The with the cat?
And actually, I didn't see the
no,
cat.
No, you could do
you
it.
Didn't see the cat?
Oh, yeah, no. No.
Missed the cat.
Upper right.
Okay,
yeah.
USA,
oh, America.
Love it,
yeah.
Love it. What are you worst at dealing with?
A lot of these apply to
you're
you.
You're a bad boy, Frank.
Defeat, conformity.
How do I nail this? How do I lower this one down?
Rules, rudeness.
I'll
noise.
I can pick for you.
Which one would you pick?
I would say defeat.
I would say defeat.
Defeat. Yeah.
All right, defeat.
Yeah.
Defeat. I don't think you struggle with any of these.
It would have been funny if it... Wait, what was that question?
Yeah, Jerry likes to
what is you,
defeat.
What are you,
yeah, he does.
What are you worse? It would have been funny if it was just... Well, one of
learning.
The, if one of the boxes was just Nate. Pick a party theme, Frank. Look at this.
Oh, the chocolate football.
Come on. It's the
it's chocolate football.
Football.
All right, this
football
is eerie.
Has to be.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. What a reveal.
I thought you were going to be Kevin.
I thought
damn.
He was a dead ringer for Kevin.
I had Phyllis.
I had Phyllis as well. Oh.
See if anybody's ever made a what Barstool employee are you quiz.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there probably could be. Maybe
there's
like a lot of like what Wheeling neighborhood are you?
Yeah, I've seen those. What were you?
Speed quizzes.
Dude, I fucking... I can't stand... Do you see the ones that's like where you've...
Who is your Barstool Valentine?
Click the top one. Top
boring
one.
Salaries.
I'd like to see the salaries.
Wait, this is Feidelberg.
Yeah.
Barstool blog.
Yeah, no, but do it.
You know what,
here we go. Oh. We got one. Who's your Barstool Sports Valentine?
Here it is.
I like this. All right, go ahead.
This is from 2018, just so you know.
Okay, 2018. How would you describe yourself?
Who's doing it?
I think it's Frank. We got to pick Frank's
sweetheart. Mysterious.
Oh, yeah, you are.
You are. You
play a lot of things close to the chest.
What is your relationship?
Frank, you think?
Frank, you're not mysterious.
You're the least mysterious
human. What is
human.
Your relationship preference? Single, because I'm psychotic?
Yeah.
What is this?
Wait, who could that be?
Single, okay. Because I'm psychotic.
Okay, yeah. There we go. Uh-huh. What do we do at dinner?
I mean,
fight, dinner, we're ordering, buy the whole restaurant out, talk about it if it's a cab here. What?
Well, I don't know what.
Talk about it if it's the caps here.
Yeah, what's your answer, though?
Let's see.
Eat everything on the menu at least once. Have a pleasant evening and get two desserts.
Or fight.
Dinner, we're ordering in. There it is.
Yeah, that's still dinner.
Yeah, I guess it's a good one. We're ordering in.
If your date's ex came up in conversation, his what would you really be thinking?
What would you see?
That's almost certainly
he's poorer than me. She might be crazy. I like crazy. Coming up with something funny to change the topic. Should we get fries? I mean, that's coming up
fries
with
dessert.
Coming up with something funny to change the topic is you, Frank.
Well, his sports team sucks. It's him, too.
Sports team sucks.
And he's probably poorer than you, too.
Yeah, his sports team sucks.
And he's probably poor.
He sees the guy wearing a Mets hat and he just rips into him?
Yep. Okay. That's a good point. How would your best friend describe you behind your back? An ass. The one who tries too hard to be funny, distant and secretive. Everyone's best friend, a degenerate gambler, a baby face who's lucky and grow a beard.
Oh, you're all
last
those things,
one
right?
For sure.
Tries to be too funny.
Okay,
no. But then go back to
no. I think you're everyone's best friend because you don't have a circle. You fit in with everyone.
Yeah, do it. Don't be hard on yourself.
Oh, Feidelberg!
All right, that's sucks.
Why do I feel like Feidelberg is the only option?
Is
that why he blogged it?
Yeah.
Can we spin the wheel? Can we just
spin the wheel?
Just whatever. Like, what is the
buy lunch?
No.
That would kill me right now.
Wheel of misfortune.
There it is. Just spin it. We don't need results.
Has to.
Is it going right now?
Spin that.
Yeah, we got to come up with some stake, even if it's small.
We'll add our names.
Let's add everybody that's not in this room, and they have to finish out the show with us.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Wait, everybody, though?
Well, who we can think of.
Just start saying names.
Jack.
No, how about, let's do the wheel. Everyone on the show right now, and if you're the last one, you have to go and get a replacement.
For the rest of the show.
You have to fill in a random person to sit in your seat for the rest of the show.
Yep. I like
you get a half show.
Yeah.
So you kind of win.
Kind of.
I mean, I like doing the show.
Well, this is the only reason I wake up.
You get to go pee.
I don't want to lose.
The only reason I leave my apartment.
Except for the fact that I will try to find the funniest replacement.
Yes.
Now, what's the what logic are you applying to picking the colors here, TJ?
Left or right?
Oh, yeah. He is.
Yeah, he is.
All right.
That's all he's doing.
That's my logical TJ.
What was your qualm?
I don't know. I didn't know how he was picking the colors.
We should just keep spinning until the entire show is a different cast.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We could do that.
Or until we... Yeah.
Yep. Let's just all get out of here.
We're just going every, 5 minutes.
Yeah,
intervals.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Five-minute interval.
Five-minute interval, okay.
Until the whole show is...
I love the wheel, man.
Completely different.
Okay, so what is it? If it lands on you, you have to find a replacement?
No, we're just going to say it's the last
elimination
person.
Wheel is the best.
No best of seven at the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll do it until it's a completely different cast.
Yes.
Okay, and then whenever the seventh person comes in, TJ, you can say the show's over.
Or give them 10.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
10 give them 10 seconds, yeah. Okay.
Spin that wheel.
And you got to say to the person, like, hey, can you finish out the act for me?
Yeah.
Safe. All right, I'm out. Safe. Right.
You are first every time.
I know.
That's it's part of my deal with TJ.
Yeah.
TJ, by the way, I noticed your tweet today. That was interesting.
All gung-ho. Hey,
didn't you want to wait to see what was in it before?
What you do?
The point stands.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
You okay? All right.
Someone DM'd me and said we should go around. Someone should have to go around LA passing out missing flyers for Rico.
Oh my god. That's a great video.
Yeah.
Definitely should do that.
That would be a really good t-shirt too. Like a crumpled missing Rico poster.
I like making found posters for people who aren't found yet but are actually missing. Give up.
Oh my god.
Everybody stop looking.
Gabby Petito found.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Oh, did I already get
gone? That would be like that would be a great serial killer move. Like the missing posters and he just puts found posters in front of him.
That would be
call
so
off,
funny.
Call off search.
Bye, Kyle. See ya, pal.
Okay.
You're bad at the wheel, dude.
I am. What do I do?
The wheel is all mental.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
All mental. You need to know you're getting picked.
Yeah.
That is true.
Fleming, I'm sorry, man. Uh-oh. Wow. Oh, my God.
I manifested that.
Frank.
Speaking of manifesting, I got a... A good addition.
I want Frank to stay. Oh, I want him to be just Frank and six new people.
I would love that.
That would be very funny. Because Frank would
and Frank, you have to pick someone you've never talked to before.
Frank would pull rank if it was him and six people, random people.
Yeah.
So like, so welcome back to the Yak, hosted by Frank Fleming. All right, here we go. See ya, Owen.
Goddamn.
All right.
Come on.
Owen, go find someone else. And now, TJ, set up the wheel with
the
six of us.
Yep.
Right.
And we'll let the new person come sit in for a minute, and then we'll spin again.
Enjoy the
wheel. The wheel betrayed us.
So we should not tell the new person, like, the deal.
Well, they'll see the wheel.
Yeah, but we should just start spinning it.
They'll figure
it
out.
Explain it to them.
Yeah. I love the wheel.
And then just get up. You just get up, and you go.
Yeah. What? So we were a prank show, then
now
a clip show,
yeah.
And now we're a wheel show.
We were a feud show for a while.
We were a feud show for a while.
A long while.
A while.
And I still think that's beneath the surface.
That also, yeah. It's a great lesson. Whenever someone's like, oh, this bit has run dry. Listen, we decide when that happens.
Right.
Like, we naturally stop playing Family Feud.
And it's not about them.
Yeah, it's not. It's about our enjoyment.
And everything has to be at least a week.
Did I laugh? Yeah.
Did we laugh?
Yes,
clip show
we
is
laugh.
My favorite show.
It's a show.
Did we have
blast.
Fun?
Yeah.
We did? Okay. Who cares what everyone else thinks?
Maybe it's recency bias, but the wheel is what I imagine heroin to be like. Yeah.
Should we predict what we think Owen's going to do, who he's going to send in?
Owen's going female.
Yeah, you think so?
That's the future.
That's what I would do.
He's still looking. He's still struggling.
Well, it is a Thursday. Which might as well be a Saturday.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, they're going to the 4-day work week in England.
Yeah?
Looks like Devlin.
Europe, they got it right.
Nope.
They work less and they're skinny.
Speaking of England, though, I'm trying to get into this Euro football. What a collapse by Leicester City last night.
Huge collapse. Two late goals by Tottenham.
Yeah.
I mean, usually there's like two goals.
Are we getting bended
to Julio? Rare to Julio.
Well, I think certain people are just walking by.
Okay. He's just walking.
Someone tweeted said someone needs to have a ventriloquist dummy on their dominant hand all week.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
Holy that shit. Good. Yeah, that's great.
Do they have to?
That's amazing.
Ventriloquize or just have the dummy?
I think they should. It should
I think
be
you
in
should
there.
Have to try.
You should
and
yeah.
do a different voice.
I think what it should be is you have it on your hand for every show. And you have to use it if we ever have a guest on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be funny.
Yeah. Just doing that to an NFL player.
Yeah, they're
like,
just like, what's this guy's
fuck?
Deal? It's like, listen, we'd explain, but it'd take way too long.
What are you doing?
All right, Owen's taking too long. Let's spin the wheel again. Let's spin the wheel.
What's Owen doing?
Did he
ruining
forget?
This.
No, don't spin. We have. What?
I mean, he's ruining it.
He kind of is.
We need a replacement.
Did he find
spin one? The wheel again.
There's so many eager people out there.
Why doesn't he just tell Dukes to come sit down?
Anybody.
All right, here we go. So, yeah, Owen's out. No, don't do guests. Don't do guests because then we'll never end. show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The show just won't end.
Has to cycle down.
Yeah, it's got to be just the entire yak is seven different people.
Are the people out there onto us? Is everybody saying no?
I don't know. No. Sorry, let's spin it.
Wait.
Oh, Stanko.
We got Stanko?
Stanko.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Stanko.
Why don't you drop Trout Stanko?
Cauliflower and rice. Oh, Jesus. Cauliflower and rice.
I will.
Stanko.
I can only stay until I finish my lunch, though, by orders of TGA.
No.
Who? TGA
no.
doesn't have.
Oh, no. Tech no. guy Andrew.
He does not have Dominion in
while I respect him and fear him.
I do fear him. It's terrifying.
I will be pulling rank on that demand. So, yeah.
All right.
You're here forever.
All right. Buckle up, Stank.
Yeah. Stanko, welcome to the show.
We're a wheel show.
Yeah, we're a wheel show. Do
you ever watch wheel shows?
Let's spin the wheel.
Why not? Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, it's kind of like
that. Yeah, I guess so. That's a wheel.
That is a wheel.
Why would you bring in such a gross lunch?
Yeah,
what are the macros?
Are you a vegan?
No proteins? No.
No.
So wait, you have cauliflower and rice for a meal?
Yeah, it was leftovers.
What protein are you getting?
I had protein this morning.
Wait, so you went home last night and you made cauliflower and rice.
Or is it cauliflower rice?
No, it's cauliflower and rice, and then I had pork chops last night.
Where's the pork chops?
I ate all the pork chops.
You got to save some, otherwise you're just eating like a fucking bird.
Yeah, or you just throw out the cauliflower and rice. Yeah.
All right, no. Chef Don last night.
Stanko, go throw away your lunch. Brandon's buying Chick-fil-A.
Mm.
You're not going to like me, but I don't enjoy Chick-fil-A.
Oh, you are a vegan.
I'm not a vegan.
Yeah, you are.
Do you like Popeyes?
I get a salad when I go to Chick-fil-A.
What? When did you start wearing glasses?
These
are blue light glasses.
This
I've been staring at computer screens.
Stanko.
This is me.
All right, keep spinning the wheel.
You ran cross country, right?
Stanko's a detestable.
No, you look like a cross country runner.
He runs.
Yes.
Okay.
He does run.
No, my nickname was Stank the Tank for most of my life.
Oh, really?
What? That's actually taken? I mean, they're taking my name now? What the hell?
Frank, we gotta do something about this. I'll elevate this to HR.
I kind of like Stank the Tank, though.
It was a good one.
Was your last name like Stankovich or?
No, just Stanko.
No, Stankovich.
Oh. That was a nickname for him.
Got him.
Sheesh.
I got him.
I don't like this color palette.
It's very
hot.
Starburst.
That was thrilling.
We're a wheel show.
That was thrilling.
I don't know if you know that about us. We're a wheel show.
Wheel show.
It's the Frankettes wheel.
It is the Frankettes.
Yeah.
Frank, you suck at the wheel, man.
Here we go.
See ya, boys.
How is it twice down to the last two?
Fleming curse. This will be interesting. Where are we going to end up?
I like that color palette.
You guys are going to regret this.
We didn't do anything.
No, you guys are not going to like my pick.
The wheel decided.
Oh,
I already know. I do too.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
Well, he's going left.
He's going left.
He went left.
I think he's going Jordan Berry.
She's upstairs now.
Oh.
He doesn't know that.
He does not know there's even an upstairs.
He's just staring.
Great, there's Owen. He's just walking away.
He's going upstairs.
That's his desk. Chef Donnie cooked dinner for us last night.
Yeah. How was it?
Really fucking good. Chicken curry.
Where did you go? His house?
Harlem.
He lives way up in Harlem.
Way up.
He's got his little corner kitchen.
He's got a huge house.
Their apartment is fucking
massive. Wait. Did he move?
Yeah.
So it's not the same kitchen he's been filming stuff?
No.
That was such a funny like his new studio, his new like kitchen. It's awesome.
His old kitchen was very funny.
That
corner.
He like couldn't open the fridge all the way.
How far up Harlem?
We got off on 170. Oh, he's high up.
Yeah.
So all the boys went, huh?
Oh yeah.
Boys invite.
That's almost the northernmost part of Manhattan.
Yeah, he's way up.
Oh, this is his new kitchen, and I'm looking at it right now. It's sick.
Yeah, it's a sick kitchen. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Whoa, that was freaky. I was looking at the exact same thing.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
He's got a hell of a knife too. Look at that.
Yeah, why is he wielding that around? Like
why does
that?
It look like it's wooden?
Is that Michael a dishwasher Myers. with a washing machine face?
Yes. No, it's just a washing machine in the kitchen.
It's a washing machine. Okay, that's interesting.
That's New York, baby.
You know, the only thing I wish about my dishwasher is it had like I could actually look at the dishes being washed. That would be the only thing I would change.
That'd be a fun time.
Yeah,
wouldn't
that
it?
Would be.
They should make.
You ever open up the dishwasher when it's not done and water just comes flying out?
That's not great. That's not great.
The hell is KB doing?
What's taking people so long? What?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, Dylan!
Yeah. Fuck yeah!
This is a great surprise. Dylan, for people who don't know, Dylan from Pick'em fame, and also he edits the Yak every day. So if you watch, if you're watching this right now on the Yak YouTube, it's thanks to Dylan.
Thumbnail God.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You need to start texting me swipe ups. I meant to send that to you.
Okay.
You're talking to Mike. You're on the show. Right,
you're on the show for the rest of the show. Right.
Yeah, text me Instagram swipe ups when it goes live, and I'll start posting it more often.
Okay.
Just doing a little thing called promotion because I'm the only one who does it here.
You're a lot bigger than I remember.
Yeah.
Did you get bigger?
I get that a lot, but no. I think I'm always been 6'3".
I think you're bigger.
Are you talking about height or?
I don't know, man.
His wiener? Is that what you were making up, Brent? Is that what you're implying?
I'm talking about his wiener. I just don't think he was that big last time I saw him.
Dylan, you got a nice shout-out on the Dave Portnoy show?
Oh, I haven't listened yet.
Yeah. Dylan Sad Eyes is what he calls you. He said, I think his quote was, he's one of the greatest punching bags of all time.
Mm-hmm. That's what I love about Dave. He targets the things you could never change. Yeah. Like your salary.
Alright, so you're on the show and Stanko's here eating his fucking gross ass lunch.
Gross ass dry ass lunch.
Yeah, spin it again. Let's spin it
again. No, there's soy sauce on it. It's not dry.
This feels dry.
Don't be passionate. You're eating a bowl of sand.
Really I enjoy cauliflower rice.
Ugh. Oh, Frank, look at you, Frank.
Frank.
Good job. You're Frank's back learning. To being hot. This is a great twist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been listening yet. What's going on?
Okay, it's a wheel show.
We're doing the wheel show. It's not a big deal.
We just do the wheel.
Oh, I know the wheel.
No,
it's a wheel.
We're wheel show now.
No. We're spinning the wheel.
I like to spin it. Happens.
Come on, Nikki.
Oh, boy. Sass.
Come on, Nikki.
Nick. Big Cat.
That's probably for the best.
Oh.
Yeah, we need Big Cat.
Yeah.
To keep the conversation going. Sass and Nick.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know who... Sass is a prankster.
Hmm.
And all right. Sass.
See you, Sass.
See you, punk.
See you, Sass.
Bye-bye.
Walk, walk.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Party's
bye-bye.
Over.
See you, Sass.
Oh, that side of the room.
Fire. Yeah,
we should do a wheel for firing.
Oh, it would be incredible if we did that at the end of like the company big meeting in December.
The next batch of interns will
just
have
one
to cut one loose
huge
day
with
one.
Everyone, literally everyone.
that'd be incredible.
I would if I owned this company and was head of the company, I absolutely would do that. And if I got fired, I got fired.
Yeah.
You would honor that.
Yes.
It's the wheel.
It'd be incredible. It'd be so thrilling. Every year. Isn't there a short story about that? What's it called?
Hunger
throw
Games.
Rocks.
The lottery. The lottery.
The lottery.
Yeah.
Mm. Where they throw rocks at someone. Once a year, they stone someone to death.
Me being the most learned person on the Yak.
I knew it.
You're
I
a fan of the stoning.
The lottery.
Yeah, I led you to it.
No, I knew exactly what it was.
But I led you to it.
I knew exactly what it was.
And when they do the stoning, you have to play We Will Rock You.
That's right.
I like it.
Spin the fucking wheel.
Spin the goddamn wheel.
Are you guys going to say anything funny, or what are you
doing?
What are you doing?
Welcome
y'all bringing
to the show.
I just finished my lunch, so
nope,
I either need to go
leave.
Or you need
no,
to defend
no,
me against
no.
TGA.
I will defend you. I've already told you that.
Big Cat, I appreciate
you.
Do I have your word?
You have my word. It's documented. It's on the word. If TGA is watching right now, I am demanding that you stay here.
Big Cat, you know I'd go into battle with you, but this is an opponent I will not face. I'm having you face this alone.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
It's a long-tenured opponent. I have your back.
Oh, this is content.
I have your back.
And content is king.
Content is king. Thank you,
Frank. You don't know TGA well enough.
But TGA,
hey, Tommy.
TGA also answers to Pete. Pete answers to him.
Yeah, Pete answers to me.
So
I suppose so.
Yeah.
But still, I have to be in the room with TGA, so that's my only fear.
You're not leaving.
I got you. I will write you a note. That says Stanko
Tommy,
tried to run away,
like
and I caught him.
Told me to
why is he sitting
here?
Like that?
Yeah. Do you have to pee?
I actually do, yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Well, you might be here for a while.
Yeah.
It's cold. Why?
We're swapping out the it's a wheel show.
We're
it's
doing
a
wheel show. We're doing a wheel show.
Spin the wheel.
Every time I come in here, I assume it's a prank of some sort.
No, there's no prank. It's a wheel.
Wheel show.
Do you understand how a wheel works?
Yeah, it spins.
Yep. And Brandon.
All right, I'm staying. My
legs. Down. You like the wheel, Tommy?
Yeah, I love it. So what does Brandon get?
You like the color?
He's safe.
He gets to stay.
Just chill, Tommy.
And
we're recasting the show.
And
showdown.
Frank, showdown, baby.
For the ages
it's
here.
A fucking showdown.
Oh, man.
Playing for pinks. Winner gets the show.
Wow, this is big, Frank.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, no! See you, Frank.
Bye, Fleming. See you guys next week.
See you, Frank.
Take it easy, Frank. Great show.
Yes, thank you for coming, Frank. Yeah, go swap somebody out. Who's Frank going to pick?
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
He might pick Frank.
I could see that. There was no rule against it. No rule against it.
I'm just going to make one lap.
I'm going to go. If I'm eliminated next, I'm going to get Frank.
Yeah.
Tommy, how the fuck are you?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, no complaints. I do have to pee, but other than that, I'm pretty much having a good day.
You've revamped your wardrobe, too.
Mm-hmm. Not really. This is
you're wearing Buddha Ben.
Yeah, Buddha. I mean, Buddha Ben makes everyone
Yesterday,
cool.
You were wearing all black.
I was wearing
black
all black.
Black Henley, black jeans, black shoes.
Oh.
How's your love life?
You like black that much?
It's good.
I don't.
You fucking?
Yeah, you know, I do sometimes.
Whoa! Well, I mean, summertime is Tommy's time.
Oh, there's nothing like Tommy in the summer. But
it's
know.
In the summer, I never see you outside of a pussy.
It's true. Like, bears hibernate in a cave, I hibernate in pussy all summer.
Yeah.
You saying that just sent a shiver down everybody's
throat. So
did you feel that collective
it's
shiver?
It's terrible. It just creeps me out every time I see him.
No man sitting knock kneed should be talking about the pussy he gets.
Yeah. Who were you looking at when you said that?
Yeah, no man who has to literally hold his penis because he has to pee so bad.
Holding my penis.
Yeah, you kind of.
But your legs are holding
your legs
your
were holding
penis.
The penis.
It doesn't look
your
legs
like
are
I can
trapping
walk.
Your penis.
The way my legs are positioned, it doesn't look like I have control.
Just sit
with
normally.
Survivor.
Look at Dylan. Sit like that.
Yeah, that's a guy.
That's how a man sits.
That's now a guy. I'm,
look at that.
Now I'm thinking about it.
No, you're good, Dylan.
Let's just manly sit for a little bit.
This
Dylan or Tommy. What
it's a throne sit.
What was I gonna say? Fuck. I was going to say something.
Oh, hey.
All right, PFT's in here.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Sit on down.
Welcome.
That's a good-looking fit.
Thank you, Brad.
That was definitely – we should have predicted that, as Frank knows, like, four people in this office.
Frank talks to four people.
So Frank just – I saw him walking very slowly down the aisle, and I was like, okay, he's looking for someone. Some sort of bit is about to happen.
Yep.
And he's just kind of glancing around, and he points at me. He goes – hey, PMT. So he doesn't even know my name.
Calls everybody at their shows.
Yeah. All right, spin the wheel. It's a wheel show now.
It's a wheel show.
Okay, cool.
We're doing wheels.
We're just recasting.
What's the last person standing get?
Just has to host the show.
Yeah, they have to host the show until they get swapped out.
I guess we didn't figure the
Last guy.
What are they
guy.
Spinning again?
Yeah,
they just got to spin it again with one name
with
on
one,
there.
Yeah.
Oh, this was big.
Oh.
See ya. Bye bye.
Bye, Cat.
Thanks for coming. Bye bye.
So who's the host?
Whoever he gets.
Yeah, whoever he gets is now the host.
Yeah. Brandon,
he went to the non-contest.
And he went left. Yeah.
He's going to get Pete.
He's going to get Pete 100,000%.
Hundo P.
And it'll take a while because Pete's going to say no at first.
I'm going upstairs.
He likes to pretend to say no and then come back.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm going left, too.
You're going left?
I'm going left.
I know who you're going for.
Oh, yeah.
Mikey Pods on his last day?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That's son of a bitch.
I don't think so, but he
announced
it.
Think it's tomorrow, maybe?
That son of a bitch.
So he announced it on Business Insider today, huh?
Yeah.
He's trying to steal the shine.
Disloyal fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I knew it. I saw it coming a mile away. The second I met Mikey Podcast, I said, I can tell 4 years from now, you're heading out the door.
This motherfucker's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, why even hire the guy if he's just going to leave in half a decade?
Disgusting.
It's pointless.
So I like Mikey, though.
When does a person stop being a cup of coffee?
6 months?
No, I think it's
3 months.
2 years.
Yeah, I'd say 3 months.
3 months?
Three months.
I don't know. I'm like...
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I've lost my prediction.
This is funny because Andrew actually, he came into the Part of My Take studio earlier today to help us out with a technical issue that we were dealing with. And we're running some issues. He was working real hard on it. Thank you, Andrew. He got it all fixed up for our interview. It was very important, and he handled it masterfully. But as he was sitting down working on the board, he just stood up all of a sudden. He had this look on his face like a prairie dog coming out of, out of the ground. And he was like, do you have any napkins or towels? Which is not what you want to see.
Around equipment as well.
Around equipment. Disgusting.
Oh, yeah. It was a studio. It was a studio that was a problem. But it turns out he was looking for he sat on his vape cartridge, and his vape cartridge exploded. He's like, what would you say, like once every couple weeks I sit on a vape cartridge?
Like, it
explodes
on
my ass?
Like, it fires off, and it's just like all over my pocket.
Yeah.
I need to ask about how you run your team, because Stanko has been complaining. He's
afraid.
I was not complaining.
You were saying
chew him out.
You couldn't stay in here because you were scared of him.
I was told I could stay until I finished my lunch, and I said that, and then Big Cat said he would defend me. You don't want to get in on TJ's bad side.
Absolutely.
Everyone knows
not.
That.
I'm fine.
Your career is over if you do.
I understand that.
Spin that wheel, TJ.
TJ, you're one of the world's greatest cigarette smokers.
Well, former. Former. Vape only now. Exclusive.
You were powering through those things.
Yeah. Yeah. A pack of Newports a day. Newports? Age you. They age you. But no. Do you see the studios here? They're kind of hard to deal with, and you guys are all fucking animals. You guys all treat everything like shit. So yeah,
if you're ever bored, wrap up a wire in front of TJ over the elbow, and he's like, you're forcing it a direction it doesn't want to go. True or false?
I like to do it around my waist.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like circles.
It's one of my biggest pet peeves.
You ready for the wheel?
Let's spin that wheel.
All right, yeah. What do I do?
Oh, no, you're good.
No, just chill.
So this person stays, whoever it lands on?
No.
No, the person who it lands on stays.
Yeah, the person who lands on stays.
All right. You got it, Nick.
Oh, man. I won.
Send us someone good.
Brandon's going left. No,
what
he's
are the
not
rest of your
far.
Pet peeves?
So everybody here puts the tripod plates on the cameras and then leaves them on the cameras.
That's a valid point.
The plates
they do
stay on the tripods. Because like a tripod's going to do you no good with no plate. And what the fuck are you doing with a tripod plate with a camera with no tripod?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I love the diversity this panel's got. We have three dudes with beards.
I'll vent here for fucking hours about tech difficulties.
Oh, nepotism.
Oh, that's
nepotism. Oh, please.
We should have a room where you're allowed to smoke cigarettes inside here.
Yes, the bathhouse.
You guys did it for Tommy's birthday.
Maybe the mother's air.
Have you been to the smoking room in the bathhouse?
I thought that was
what? It's upstairs.
I got to go. I didn't know that there was a smoking room there.
Yes, but you get made fun of if your cigarettes have filters.
Yeah, even better.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Do people like rip it off? Or do
they'll flick it off if they see it.
That's so rough.
We got to go back to that bathhouse.
Yeah. PFT, I went for the first time. He popped
you
bathhouse hymen.
Love it. Love the bathhouse.
It was amazing.
It's a magical place.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin Walker. Grandin, as she's known on the show. That means girl Brandon. Glad to see your foot's not broken. So now that your foot's healed, maybe you can fucking move out of Brandon's house?
Yeah. I mean, now you have the foot issue.
No, my foot issue has been healed yesterday.
Dude, that was... that thumbnail sucked.
Well, you didn't hear our request in the beginning.
No, I didn't.
We wanted the thumbnail to just be your face with your Venmo.
Was it a thumbnail of a thumbnail?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
We didn't think of that.
Wow.
That's crazy.
You've been in the game for a long time.
That's crazy, man. That's like one of those infinity mirrors that we're looking at.
Yeah,
man.
My God.
I didn't watch it. So that was one of those situations where I saw the same clip pop up on my timeline over and over and over again, and I scrolled past it every time. I have no desire. I hate feet.
Yeah, I do too.
I hate pimple popping videos. I saw it. I could not understand why everybody was sharing this fucking video.
It was unbelievable that in the beginning, everybody was so squeamish around the foot, and it was just Roan, and he was looking away. But then if you fast forward to the end of the video, everybody in the room has a tool and it's just diving in. Everybody's just dipping their toe into my toe. Yeah. Wheel show today. You know how that goes. Let's give her a spin.
It's just Nick.
What did Jersey Jerry think of your foot issue? Did you ask him?
Bad toe, great foot shape.
Oh, okay.
You know. I guess that's me.
Yeah, that was close.
All right, boys.
I did have some toe questions.
All right, see ya.
I'll just find you later.
Who's got the wheel?
Give it.
There anyone left?
Jesus has the wheel, right?
TJ's got the wheel.
How's this show
Jesus
end?
Has the wheel.
Like half my team's in here.
This is true. Steve's operating the audio board.
The only guys left are the two new guys.
That's true.
Shit.
Andrew, you got the wheel.
Okay, sweet.
We gotta wait till Nick's replacement comes in.
Do all our names go back on the wheel?
I would have to imagine so. That's only fair.
Imagine PFT wasn't here. Like, I think we'd just have to end the show.
No, I'm just keeping my eyes. I'm going to see how you guys handle it.
I think the commenters love us.
I mean, we're...
Tommy, you just backed over Tommy with an 18-wheeler.
Sorry, Tommy. I'm sorry, Tommy.
Well, PFT's a little bigger than me.
I really am.
None of you guys have ever been on camera here. Weirdos.
Tommy blended right in over there. My bad.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I actually think that, like, the crazy part is some of the drama that happens with the people that aren't in content is more real and more interesting than most of the drama that happens with people that are in content.
Do you have an example?
I can't get into it maybe just a little bit. Kelly steals people's lunches.
Kelly Martin?
Kelly Martin does. Yeah. If she doesn't like you.
Well, not Kelly Martin anymore.
Not Kelly Martin anymore. I forget what her last name is.
She's a hyphenate.
Just Kelly. I just call her Kelly. Yeah, Kelly the lunch thief. She steals people's lunches if she doesn't like you. I'm serious.
Like, just from the front desk up there?
Yeah, she'll do it. So, like, people will get their lunch dropped off, and then she'll intercept it before the person gets her to claim it. So this has happened to several people that I know. And then they think that their lunch never got delivered. They make a big stink of it through, like, Grubhub, Seamless, what have you. And then they end up being like, yeah, it was delivered. They have to still pay for it. They don't know what happened. But Kelly, she rats them away. She has like a little stash.
Who's on her shit list? Who is she stolen?
I can't get into that. I can't. Fair. I can't divulge. I've said too much already. She stole my lunch one time in a car. That's how I figured that out.
Do you guys have beef with anyone?
I'm still too new here to have beef with anyone, I think.
Oh, yeah. White Sox Dave for... I'm still mad at White Sox Dave for throwing dip spit.
That's right.
At the
I was
Jersey
there that
house.
Day. That was not
I
good.
Will never forget that. That how can you fucking do that?
He's
That's
an
disgusting.
Animal.
Troops did that with hot sauce too. He threw hot sauce on the ground.
Troops can do what he wants.
Okay.
Hot sauce is a little bit different than like so a
yeah, dip spit is picking up a water bottle and chucking it onto the ground.
It's
yeah.
More about the
Pilar.
I've got a real problem with White Sox Dave. I can't get into what it is, but you can watch on the Dozen tonight.
Nice.
We played against Team Chicago and all-time White Sox Dave moment. All-time. He stopped the show in the middle of the show to give me a guaranteed lock. And he even said, like, out of nowhere, he's like, I have a guarantee for tonight. I have a lock. And then, obviously, I have to bet it. Your brother has to bet it because Dave is giving it to our face. So we're like, okay, we got to lock it in. And it was the worst bet of all time. Like, not, I'm not talking about, like, the worst miss I've ever had personally. It was the worst advice that anyone's ever given me about gambling in my life. And I should have known it from the get-go when it was White Sox Dave, who's like, I have a guaranteed winner.
But you did bet.
But I did bet it. I had to bet it because he was that emphatic about it. It would have been rude of me not to.
Yeah, that's fair.
Hello.
Hey, welcome, Pilar.
Here.
Yep.
Mic?
I got you.
Okay, thank you.
Yep,
can I make these smaller?
I don't know.
I didn't realize
that's, that's a question for tech guy Andrew. Yeah. I don't know how to use any of my own equipment. Yeah.
Oh, we end the show. Wow.
If you push up on the sides.
All right. Shout out Tommy for fixing the rundown, because he's our guy fixing the rundown. Yeah.
Ten X.
TJ2LA, get it trending.